Thank you. Blessings, Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Tuesday, November 12th, 2013. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
police arrest a member of the MDC-T Harare Provincial Executive for allegedly firebombing ZANU-PF offices in Highfield suburb following the disputed July 31st elections.
ZANU-PF is tinkering on the brink as rifts grow in the party as factions brazenly fight for political space in the contest to succeed President Robert Mugabe.
And the Combined Harare Residents Association says conflicting statements by city fathers over pending illegal structure demolitions has left many residents in the capital confused.
A member of the MDC-T Harare Provincial Executive was today arrested for allegedly firebombing ZANU-PF offices in Highfield suburb following the disputed July 31 elections. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
The MDC-T Secretary for Defense and Security in the Youth Wing, Ishmael Kauzani, was picked up by the police today and has been detained at the Harare Central Station. General Secretary Promise Mukwananzi of the MDCT's Youth Assembly told Studio 7 that Kauzani was picked up together with his wife in connection with the firebombing of ZANU-PF district offices in Highfield following the disputed July 31 polls.
It is true that Kauzani, one of the leaders of the Youth Assembly in Harare province, has been taken by the police. He's currently being held in custody at the Harare Central Police Station, which phone has been confiscated, and his lawyer has not been able to have access to him. The charges are that he is alleged to have been part of the people that burned down the ZANU-PF offices. But we know very clearly that it is untrue and that Kauzani is innocent.
Mukwananzi criticized Kauzani's arrest and detention, adding his party is concerned by the continued targeting of its members and supporters by state security agents.
We are very concerned about the escalation of the arrests and intimidation which we have experienced since the July 31 election sham. As you know, national chairman Morgan Konichi was arrested for no apparent reason. James Chibangwa has been arrested for no apparent reason. And today, Ishmael Kauzani is in police custody for no apparent reason. And we are aware that this is really an indication of the fear in the regime.
Kauzani becomes the second MDCT official to be arrested in connection with the arson attack of the ruling party's offices. Another member of the youth executive, James Chidakwa, was also picked up for questioning last month. Chidakwa was freed after spending days in police custody. Police indicated that they may proceed with the case against Chidakwa by way of summons. Police spokesperson Cherit Charamba said Kauzani is assisting the police with investigations. She could not say whether the activist had been formally charged or not. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.